भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 10th चैप्टर 16 एंटाइटल्ड कृष्णा चेस्टाइजेस द सर्पेंट कालिया टेक्स्ट 20th प्लीज रिपीट बिहाइंड मी। गोप्योनुरक्त मनसो भगवते अनन्ते तत्सौहृद स्मित विलोक गिरा स्मरन्त्या रस्ते हिना प्रियदमे भृश दुख तप्तः शून्यं प्रियव्रतिहृतं ददृष्त्रिलोकम्। गोप्योनुरक्त मनसो भगवते अनन्ते तत्सौहृद स्मित विलोक गिरा स्मरन्त्या रस्ते हिना प्रियतमे भृश दुख तप्ता शून्यं प्रियावतिहृतं ददरुस्त्रिलोकम्। रक्त मनसो भगवते माताजी गोप्यः द कौहर्ड गर्ल्स अनुरक्त मनसः देयर माइंड्स वेरी मच अटैच्ड टू हिम भगवते द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड अनंते द अनलिमिटेड वन तत् हिज सौहृद लविंग स्मित स्माइलिंग विलोक glances, gira and words, smranteha, remembering, graste, being seized, ahina, by the serpent, priyatame, their most dear. Vrish, extremely. Dukkha, my pain. Tapta, tormented. Shunyam, empty. Priyavati hritam, deprived of their darling. Dadrashu, they saw. Trilokam, all the three worlds. Translation by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. When the young gopis, whose minds were constantly attached to Krishna, the unlimited Supreme Lord, saw that He was now within the grips of the serpent, they remembered His loving friendship, His smiling glances, and His talks with Him. Burning with great sorrow, they saw the entire universe as void. So we are also taking text 21st and 22nd. I'll read the verse and then translation. Ta Krishna mataram patyamanu pravishtam tulya vetha samanu greya suchashravantaha tasta vraja priya katha katayanta asan krishnanane arpit drisho mritak pratikaha. Translation. Although the elderly gopis were feeling just as much distress as she and were pouring forth a flood of sorrowful tears, they had to forcibly hold back Krishna's mother, whose consciousness was totally absorbed in her son. Standing like corpses with their eyes fixed upon his face, these gopis each took turns recounting the pastimes of the darling of Raja. Text 22nd. Krishna prana nirvishato nandadin vikshatam ridam pratyashedat sa bhagavan rama krishna nu bhavavit. Translation. Lord Balram then saw that Nand Maharaj and the other cowherd men who had dedicated their very lives to Krishna were beginning to enter the serpent's lake. As the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Balram fully knew Lord Krishna's actual power and therefore he restrained them. Purport. Srila Sanatana Goswami explains that Lord Balram checked some of the cowherd men by speaking to them, others by physically holding them, and still others by casting upon them his potent smiling glance. Distraught over the situation, they were prepared to give up their lives for Lord Krishna by entering the serpent's lake. Om Ajnanatimilandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmay Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sadivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Shah. हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमस्तुते अप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्वभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये. नमः विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpataru Bhesha Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। गोप्योनुरक्त मनसो भगवदे अनन्ते तत्सौहृदास्मित विलोक गिरा स्मरन्त्या ग्रस्ते हिना प्रियतमे वृष दुख तप्ता शून्यं प्रियावतिहृतं ददरुस्त्रिलोकम्। सो दिस इज अ ब्यूटिफुल वर्स इन विच द स्टेट ऑफ माइंड ऑफ द गोपीज ऑफ वृंदावन इज बीन डिस्क्राइब्ड। सो दिस वर्स इज एक्चुअली हाईलाइटिंग द गोल ऑफ स्पिरिचुअल लाइफ। गोप्यो अनुरक्त मनसो भगवते अनंते। द गोल ऑफ लाइफ इज एक्चुअली दैट द माइंड में बिकम कंप्लीटली अटैच टू कृष्णा। अनुरक्त मनसो प्रभुपाद इन वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग सेज देयर माइंड वेरी मच अटैच टू हिम। सो सवे मना कृष्ण पदारविंदयोर इन दैट द माइंड may become attached to the lotus feet of Krishna. That is actually the goal of spiritual life. And the residents of Vrindavan, they are the best of among the devotees, as is being pointed out in this verse. Now what is the symptom of one whose mind is completely attached to Krishna? In the very next verse, verse 22nd, it is said, Tasta vraj priya katha kathayanta asan, that they all were taking turns recounting the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. So it's actually amazing that although they were burning with great sorrow seeing Krishna in a dangerous situation, being in the coils of Kaliya, but they started recollecting his pastimes. So actually it was a practice in Vraja that after Krishna would perform a wonderful pastime, the Brajvasis would make a kind of poem or a song out of it. And while doing their ordinary activities, they would sing this poem, the pastime of Krishna. But herein, although they are in great mental anxiety and sorrow, still they are actually recounting those pastimes. It is mentioned that the gopis each took turn recounting the pastimes of the darling of Vraja. In text, the next text, 21st. So we learn from this pastime a very important lesson, which is the importance of taking shelter of Krishna Katha. In the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is described that after Lord Krishna departed from this world, Arjuna also was in a similar state of grief. And on being questioned by Maharaj Yudhishthir, although his mouth was drying up, he actually began to recollect the pastimes of Krishna. So Arjuna said to Maharaj Yudhishthir, "It is only due to Krishna that I had my astounding power, which even astonished the demigods. Only by his merciful strength was able to vanquish all the lusty princes assembled in the palace of Drupada and thus gain the hand of Draupadi. Because Krishna was near to me, it was possible for me to conquer the powerful of king of heaven Indra and thus enable the fire god to consume the Khandava forest. And only by his grace the demon Maya could consume the Khandava forest and thus build a great assembly hall with great architectural workmanship. It is only due to his grace that your younger brother Bhima, who possessed the strength of 10,000 elephants, could conquer the great powerful king Jarasandha, whose feet were worshipped by many kings. It was he who saved us from the dangerous trouble posed by Durvasa Muni and his 10,000 disciples. Simply by his accepting the remnants of food, all the Munis felt sumptuously fed, and thus all the three worlds were satisfied. It was only due to his influence that I was able to astonish even the personality of God, Lord Shiva. Thus pleased he awarded me his own Pashupati weapon. Only because of him was I able to conquer the military strength of the Kauravas, which was like a great insurmountable ocean. And only by his grace was I able to regain the cows and also collect by force many helmets of the kings which were bedecked with jewels that were the sources of great brilliance. Arjuna continued, it was by his grace that the invincible weapons which were directed by me against by the great generals Bhima, Drona, Karna, Bhurishrava, Shasharma, Shalya, Jarasandha, that they even could not touch a hair on my head. So in this way Arjuna went on, he recounted all the wonderful pastimes and the mercy of Krishna upon him. So he described that as he was recollecting this pastime, he also very strongly remembered the instructions of Krishna which were imparted to him. So Suta Goswami describes, evam chintyato jishnu krishna pada sarouruham sohardi sohardena nati gadena shanta sid vimalamati. That in this way, evam chintyato jishnu, as Arjuna was recollecting the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his mind became completely attached, fixed upon the lotus feet, Krishna Pada Sarovaram. His mind became completely fixed on the lotus feet of Krishna. And in this way, having taken shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, Arjuna became completely pacified. So here also we are seeing that how the gopis, they are also, although they are in a state of great grief, they are taking turns to recollect the pastimes of Krishna. So, in this way, it's a very important lesson that only by hearing, chanting and remembering the glories of Supreme Personality of Godhead can actually the mind become completely attached to the lotus feet of Krishna. As being pointed out in this verse, Gopyo Nurakta Manaso Bhagavate Anante. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say that there is shortage of only one thing in this material world, which is Krishna consciousness. He would say that people have already made up their minds that they will hear anything and everything except Krishna Katha. So for their benefit, we should perform Krishna Kirtan. In this way, gradually they will develop desire to hear about Krishna. So actually the test that we are performing genuine Kirtan is that we should develop the desire to hear about Krishna. So it is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita that when Pradyumna Mishra, he approaches Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and requests him to speak about Krishna, first of all, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu congratulates him, saying that you are extremely fortunate that you have developed the desire to hear about Krishna. Bhagya tomar Krishna katha unite hai man. It's a great fortune that you have developed desire to hear about Krishna. Not just you, in fact anyone who has a desire to hear about Krishna is certainly the most fortunate person. So, it is clear that when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he returned from his South Indian tour, he brought two books which he considered like jewels. It was Krishna Karnamrita and Brahma Samhita. And separately he told Ramananda Rai and Vasudev Datta that only for your sake I have brought these books. And actually, not just Ramananda Rai and Vasudev Datta, but all the devotees, when they heard about these two books, they all made the handwritten copies of these two books. So there was a devotee named Vijay Das who actually hand copied many books for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Vijay Das naam Prabhu ra akhariya Prabhu re anek punthi diya che likhiya. There was a akhariya named Sri Vijay Das, and he wrote many books for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ratna Bahu Bali Prabhu Thuila Tara Nama. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually named him Ratnabahu, the jeweled hand ones. So anyway, the point I'm making here is that if anyone wanted a book, it had to be hand copied. But now all the books are so readily available in one's laptop, in Kindle, even all the books are available on a mobile phone, right? On a fingertips. So although the content matter is so abundant, but still the desire to hear about Krishna is becoming rare. So actually we have to see that that in our eagerness to embrace the technology and the facility it accords, that we actually do not lose the desire to hear about Krishna. So Krishna consciousness is actually so simple, we have heard so many times, Krishna consciousness is so simple that we may actually miss it. And what is that actually simple thing? It is the desire to hear about Krishna. Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur says, Avatirne Gaur Chandre Vistirne Prema Sagare, that now that the Lord Gaur Chandra has advented, there is a great tidal wave in the ocean of love of Godhead. But he says, alas, I have not been touched by a drop of it. And he says, how has this amazing calamity happened? That I have not been touched by a drop of it. So actually it is a calamity that if we lose the desire, or if we are not having the desire to hear Krishna Katha. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he congratulated Pradyumna Mishra that you are very fortunate because you have desired to hear about Krishna. For only by hearing about Krishna can one become attached to the lotus feet of Krishna. Gopyonurakta manaso bhagavate anante, as being described in this verse. So actually, recently when I was in Kumbh Mela, I met a simple, nice brahmachari in Allahabad. He was telling me about one devotee in his temple. He said, this devotee actually was a very nice manager. He said, this devotee was such a great organizer that he could handle any event, any project with great ease. He could impress anyone with his talk. He had developed great PR with the government officials and was very good in fund collection. In all the ways, he was so efficient, so good. But this devotee, this brahmachari was saying, but he actually just lacked one small thing, and that is bhakti. So actually I was little shocked. I said, a small thing? It's just like saying that the body is very stout and strong, there is no blood pressure, there is no sugar, no cholesterol, no joint pains, all the reports are normal. But there is one small thing missing, that is the spirit soul. So actually this desire to hear about Krishna is actually like the life and soul of the devotees. This is like the soul in our spiritual life. As Hari Bhakti Shudode describes, Bhagad Bhakti hi nasya jati shastram japastapa aparanasev dehasya mandanam loka ranjanam, that without having devotional service, without having the desire to hear about Krishna, one's high birth, one reading of the scriptures, one austerities and the chanting of Vedic mantras, they are just like a decoration on a dead body. So in this way, the desire to hear about Krishna and chant his glories is actually the vital force in our spiritual life. If that is missing, it's actually everything is missing. I had another small realization about the importance of hearing while in Kumbh Mela. In the beginning of the January, when I had just reached, sometimes the fog would be so thick that you could not see few meters also, and the fog would not subside up to the midday, up to 2 p.m, 3 p.m. So sometime in the Bhagavatam class, the audience could not even see the speaker. They would just see kind of a form. And the speaker could not see the audience if anyone is sleeping or not. But actually they could hear. the audience could hear the speaker. So I was just thinking that how hearing is more important, the most important than even seeing. There is a verse in the Vedic literature which describes Gokotidanam grahane khagasya prayag gangodak kalpavasa yagya yutam meru suvarna danam govinda kirtena samam shatamshe. This verse describes Gokotidanam grahane khagasya, that one may distribute millions of cows during the time of an eclipse. Or one may live for millions of years at the confluence of Ganga and Yamuna. Prayag Gango Dak Kalpavasa. So actually, I didn't know the meaning of this line. Only when in Kumbh Mela, it said that Kalpavas, those who stay for a period of 1 month during this Mahakumbh, they are considered as Kalpavasis. I had read this word many times before, but recently I came to know that they are known as Kalpavasis. So this word also describes that one may live for a Kalpa, that means one month during the Kumbh Mela. Prayag Gangodaka Kalpavasa. Yagyajitam Meru Suvarna Danam. One may distribute mountains of gold in sacrifice. I'm sure this also must have some other shortcut clue. Otherwise, you know, Mount Sumeru of gold, one may distribute in charity. So, how is possible, I don't know. But the last line is very important, which says, Govinda kirtir na samam shatamse. All this does not equal 100th part of the merit derived by hearing and chanting the glories of Lord Govinda. Govinda kirtir na samam shatamse. So once, Hamsa Duda Prabhu, he asked Prabhupada, so Prabhupada, is it true that one is liberated if one takes bath at the confluence of Ganga, Yamuna, Saraswati during the time of Kumbh Mela? Prabhupada said, yes, it is true. So Hamsa Prabhu, he took his gamcha and started walking towards the confluence. And Prabhupada said, no, you wait, you don't have to go. You are already liberated. You distribute my books. So actually, Govinda Kirtir Nashamam Shatamshe, that more important is to spread, hear and chant the glories of Lord Govinda. So we see this wonderful example about the enthusiasm to hear and chant Krishna Katha in the life of so many devotees. There is a wonderful example of Parikshit Maharaj. Although Parikshit Maharaj is sitting on the verge of death, but he is becoming more and more full with life actually, because his eagerness to hear about Krishna is increasing. Parikshit Maharaj says, Tammopayatam pratiyantu vipra ganga cha devi dhrita chittamishe dijo prasishta kuhukastakshakova dashattalam gayata vishnu gatha. He says, now I am surrendered at the lotus feet of the Lord, so do not consider whatever may happen to me. He is assuring the sages that do not have any anxiety about my future. Dashattalam gayata vishnu gatha. You please all continue to sing the wonderful glories of Lord Vishnu. Okay. So we see how he is becoming more and more filled with life, although sitting on the verge of death. So in this way, Krishna Katha actually is the life and soul of the devotees. And only by hearing and chanting the glories of Krishna can we become attached to the lotus feet of Krishna, as is being pointed out in the verse. Gopyonurakta manaso bhagavate anante. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, in his old age, he had developed some disease, and one day a doctor came to diagnose him and he checked that his heart has become weak. So the doctor suggested that the Swamiji should actually cut down his speaking. He speaks a lot. Actually, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur was known as Harikatha addict. So addiction is actually not bad if one is addicted to hearing and chanting about Krishna. So even when Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur would be sick, still he would seek 5 to 6 hours a day Krishna Katha. So the doctor suggested he has to actually cut down his speaking. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he told the doctor, he said, the only purpose of life is to glorify Krishna. If one cannot hear and chant about Krishna, then what is the use of maintaining this body? So in this way, Srila Sarasvati Thakur, for 1 hour he preached to this doctor. And the doctor was actually fully convinced. And then the disciple joked, they said, the doctor had come to treat our Guru Maharaj, but he has been treated. His material disease has gone away. When the disciple of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, they would be going out of for bhiksha, he would tell them that whichever house you go, speak to them about the message of Krishna. And most importantly, you should hear it yourself. And then he would say, every door should be knocked at least once. So that every individual can get one opportunity to hear about Krishna. We actually see the same kind of addiction of speaking about Krishna in the life of Srila Prabhupada. In 1977, when Srila Prabhupada was very weak, he left Vrindavan for the world tour. Srila Prabhupada told the devotees that it will actually be glorious if I die on the battlefield. And he jokingly said, if I die in New York, you bury me on the roof of our building over there, because you have no other space in New York. So, in this way, hearing and chanting about Krishna is actually the life and soul of the devotees. Gopyo nurakta manaso bhagavate ananta. So actually this is the very special time of the year, the month of Phalgun, in which the most merciful Supreme Lord Garachandra appeared. And we are trying to prepare our consciousness by daily singing these beautiful verses from Shri Sati Ashtakam, composed by Srila Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So I would just like to read a small pastime of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in relation with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So he described that after the Rath Yatra, Lord Jagannath, he was residing in Gundicha temple. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one day he took all the devotees to Indradyumna Sarovar. And they were all started taking bath in the water and sporting with each other. So describe that while they were sporting with each other, they would form a circle around Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and then they would splash water upon him, and Mahaprabhu also would respond by splashing the water back upon them. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu formed teams actually. Let's have a kind of water fight. He made pairs that they will fight, you know, water splashing. So it is described that Advaita Acharya was sporting with Nityanand Prabhu. Pundarik Vidyanandi was sporting with Sarup Damodar Goswami. Srivas Thakur was sporting with Gadadhar Pandit. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he was sporting with Ramanand Rai. So he described, Sarvabhauma Sangh Khele Ramanand Rai Gambirya Gela Dohar Haila Shishu Pray. Sarvabhauma Sangh Khele Ramanand Rai. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was sporting with Ramanand Rai. So Gambhirya Gela Dohar Haila Shishu Pray. They both had lost their gravity and they had just become like children. So when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw that, he actually started smiling and he told Gopinath Acharya that both these personalities are so authoritative and so grave. How is it that they have become like children? He said, please stop them. Bala chanchalya kare karaha varjan. So they are just acting like children, please stop them. So Gopinath Acharya replied, said, my lord, your mercy is like a great ocean, and even a drop of that ocean can drown Mount Meru. These two are just like small hills. They have been drowned by your mercy completely. So in this way they are acting. So we see that how touched by a drop of mercy, the hard hearted logician Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, can you imagine, he was the very grey personality. All the Jagannath Puri priests, Panda, respected him, the Raj Purohit. And now he's playing water sport, splashing water on the eyes of Ramanand Rai. In this way, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he actually prayed to the Lord that, "My Lord, I was like a very hard-hearted logician eating dry oil cakes." The dry oil cakes, when oil is taken out from the seeds in a ghani, what remains is very hard cake. It's not at all edible actually. It's given to the animals. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said that, "I have been actually eating like the hard dry oil cakes, but now by your mercy, I am drinking the nectar of your transcendental pastimes." That, "My Lord, I have been like a crow, but you have made me into Garuda. Therefore, you are the most merciful." Mahaprabhu vina keha nahi dayamaye, kakere garud kare aise kon hai. Who can be more merciful than Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who can turn a crow into Garuda? Kakere garud kare aise kon hai. So in this way, Sarvabhauma Haila Prabhura Bhakt Ekant, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya actually became unalloyed devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he has composed so many wonderful verses and prayers in glorification of Mahaprabhu. The one which we daily sing is Sri Sachitanashtakam. So in this way, we'll just end the class with a prayer by Nanda Maharaj. Manaso vrittyo nasyu Krishna padam bhujashreya vacho vidaya nirnam nam kayastat pravanadishu. May our mind be attached to the lotus feet of your Lord Krishna. May our tongues chant his holy names and may our bodies lie prostrate before him. Jai Granthara Srimad Bhagadam ki jai. Shri Krishna Bhagavan ki jai. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.